What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we'll have another version of that tick pick game that we did a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
The Major League Baseball opening day.
Tick like
pick.
The bug.
Tick pick. We will have that coming up.
I'm about to destroy the dump module.
And Harmon won't cheat. How did you get three in a row right? Come on, man.
Very carefully.
Of course you cheated. You don't just guess and get three in a row right on that. It's a Tyro Slate opening day games. You went to Tick Pick and found it. Said, okay, I'm going to say this.
Not.
I'm going to say
it.
Of course you did. 100%.
I did not.
100%.
Dude, you try to disparage my good name before America
dude,
and the world.
Dude, there's no way you would have said, when Frostburg said, how much was the cheapest game? What was
$13.
It? $13. There's no way the right answer is anything but the A's. There's no way.
Or Mets.
And yet you stopped. The Mets aren't playing. There's no way. And yet you said, no, it's not the A's game. It's this game. And it turns out to be a different game. There's no way. $13, cheapest game. It's got to be the A's. But
why
yet
are
somehow,
you so mad that I was better at the game than you?
I'm not saying bad. I'm just saying stop cheating.
I didn't cheat.
I'm sure you did.
I didn't need to.
I'm sure you did. Look, I know you for 10 years. I'm sure you cheated.
Wow.
I'm sure you did.
You got my dad was a, as you put it, a dirty cop.
Oh.
You got my brothers are just con men on multi-level marketing scams.
I'm telling you.
And thefts of, field maintenance equipment.
Dude, all the Bosch I watch, I am sure your dad, for 60% of his career as a police officer, planted evidence. I am sure of it, man. I am so sure.
I am going to look into this. I've hired the best defamation legalese. Legal minds in the country, and they will be ready to attack you as you keep coming on here night after night with your hit pieces.
Yeah, we had to get this guy, so I planted evidence. I'm not saying I planted it, but hey, all of a sudden it wound up there. I'm telling you.
All I can say is this. It's really kind of funny that I you know, channeled a little Kim Mulkey, as I have been known to wear peacock-like jackets and shirts and hats around the office. So.
Yeah, no, I would say, but when you wear that, yours is a more WWE type of look.
Oh,
than
I'm
I think
full
of
manager.
Kim Mulkey.
Yeah.
No, I think of manager. Yeah. Because you would have been a really good WWE manager.
Yeah, no, it's not done yet. I mean, we still have plenty of time and plenty of people that work over and work with the WWE and the larger Fox universe. So, hey, with WrestleMania coming, you know, I put in for a couple of guest requests, so we'll see if we can parlay that next week.
Can you grow a stash?
Oh, I could grow a really
good
stash.
You can bring Paul Bear back.
I think I'm in a slightly better shape than my man was.
So while this is all going on, maybe you'll be able to get Draymond Green in the WWE because, well, as time goes on, he finds himself with more and more free time. The biggest story of the night. Look, the Warriors win tonight over Orlando. Their first win in Orlando since 2017, and they needed it because suddenly the Rockets are right on their heels for the final playoff spot in the play-in round. They are a game behind after they won their ninth in a row. The Rockets are on an absolute heater. Jalen Green's on an absolute heater right now. They needed it. It didn't look like it was going to happen because this was the call not 4 minutes into tonight's game.
On the other side, Draymond is chasing the officials to the middle of the floor. And at some point, somebody's going to come in. Oh, he threw him out. He did it. I'm glad we didn't go to break. Ray Acosta, not here for it. Hit the road, Jack.
Blank you, director. I'm not going to break. We would have missed Draymond Green getting ejected if I went to break.
I am the captain now.
Hey, coming up after these words from Carl's Jr. Oh, Draymond Green just got ejected. Oh, I'm so glad we didn't go to break. We needed this. That was on the Orlando Magic Radio Network. Draymond Green, not 4 minutes into the game.
Just got ejected.
Gets a double technical and gets thrown out. And right away, the video that's making the way around how upset Steph Curry was. It's almost like he told Steph Curry, hey, Steph, I just found out that Otani's interpreter just cleaned out your bank accounts, man. I'm sorry. All the money is gone. Like, that was what you expect his reaction to be. Oh, man. Like, he was like, oh, no. And he's got his head down. He's shaking his head. And it looks like he's crying. He's in tears. I got a theory on that. But look. You saw tonight with this, and you watched, you know, Steve Kerr, didn't give the big full-throated defense of Draymond Green like he has. I'm going to turn out to be a little bit early in my Warriors moving on from Draymond Green situation. After this season is over, the Warriors are going to trade him. They're going to find a way to move him because clearly what they are seeing is that the team is not trending up. If anything, they're getting worse. They're getting older. They haven't replaced their players with good enough younger players. And here they are now in a dogfight just to get into the 10th spot in the NBA playoffs. Right? Not for sin. This is just to get in the 10th spot, and they're fighting all the way through. They can't just limp to the end and say, okay, Steph, Clay, and Draymond, this is how it's going to go. Because it's going to be a very sad end. And it stinks. That because I know that's what the Warriors wanted. Hey, let's have all three of these guys play together the rest of their careers. But if you are the Warriors, you're saying, you know, Steph is still one of the top scorers in the league. He still has a few years left of being that guy. But if we just sit here and say, yeah, we're coming back with Klay and Draymond and the money these guys are making, we're just going to stink. And we're going to get drilled worse every year. And the number one guy they got to move on from is Draymond Green. Because clearly, he's not going to change. He's going to stay the same guy that he was. He's going to get thrown out of games. And you saw tonight, like, that was a Steph Curry breaking point moment that you saw when he was, I can't believe this happened again. Now we got to navigate this game without Draymond, and it's a thing. Draymond is still an effective player, but is he still really part of the winning solution in Golden State? He has such a big influence over that team. They've had to get rid of players because they don't get along with Draymond Green. But if this is the version of Draymond Green that you get, is it really worth it sticking with him? Or do you find a way to say, hey, there's another team that can use your toughness the next couple of years. It's $25 million, not a ton of money for the next two, three years, but it's still a decent amount. But is there another team somewhere else where maybe your newness will be okay for a while? Because after a decade of it here, a lot of people are done with it. We haven't been able to develop young players like we wanted. We haven't been able to move on and get from this one level of younger players to another level of younger players to be support players for this dynasty. And Draymond Green is a tough reason why. Look, KD came and left because of Draymond Green. I can't stay, right? When you can't keep guys and Draymond has that kind of influence and hangs over the roster and everything he does, when you're such a big presence, if you're no longer 100% part of the solution, it's almost addition by subtraction. You get rid of Draymond, maybe more guys will come say, hey, yeah, I'll go there and play my last couple of years with Steph. That looks like fun. I like Steve Kerr. I like what they've done. I can be a part of this. I can be maybe a bigger role here. I don't mind sharing the spotlight with Steph. He's a very unselfish star. Doesn't mind if people credit Klay Thompson. Doesn't mind if they credit Draymond Green. Anybody else, I'll step aside. KD can be the guy here for a couple of years. So it's almost like, hey, it's addition by subtraction. You clear out Draymond Green, and suddenly maybe you can remake the team. Because quite honestly, you have to. Because you're relying on this is still your big three, and Klay's a guy that should be coming off the bench every single night. He started tonight, and you know, he's a guy that's very proud as far as what he wants, what he'll accept is going forward. So if you're the Warriors, you got to look at probably moving both of them, but you got to start with Draymond Green. And after tonight, after seeing this tonight, there's no doubt that they're going to do that in the offseason because they're not going to have a big run in the playoffs. They're not going to get all the way to the NBA final. You don't do that in the NBA. You don't go from an 8 seed every year all the way to win it. Yeah, once in a while it can happen, but you're talking about a 10 seed in the West that's going to be murder. Every team that comes out of every round of the playoffs is a terrific team. It just doesn't happen that way where you can say, oh, it's going to get hot. Oh, all right, not this team, not this conference. So it's going to end early for the Warriors, and they're going to have to make big changes, and Draymond's going to be the first one.
Yeah, I think some of the is the fun and ties back to what we talked about yesterday with the Lakers, right? Running back and what Anthony Davis and Austin Reeves and everybody were able to do in chasing down the Bucks is, well, you can move past LeBron James, free up the $55, $60 million, have this as your base, and go find another superstar. Same scenario here. The money is obviously a little bit less, and what Draymond brings to the table, far different than what LeBron James does. But, you know, earlier today in my timeline, you know, because big movie guys, you and me, the Pirates of the Caribbean, right? All these rumored next movies, next iteration. Now they're saying it's probably going to be a complete reboot. Right, and roll from there. And one of the great lines from the first one was the, believing in ghost stories, well, you best start believing because you're in one. At some point, you have to look in the mirror and realize you're not planning for a nostalgia tour. You're in one. And that's where the Warriors are right now, is that, you know, the run it back with this core, it's not there, right? You might get into the playoffs. You might win a round. But are you trying to convince yourself that you're rattling off 15 wins? No, you're not, right? So when we look at where we're at, it's a difficult place. You re-signed Steve Kerr and obviously Steph Curry, you know, real, imagine, whatever, that emotion. And then later on, after he hit the three, he's kicking chairs, you know, like he's Drew McIntyre getting ready to go after CM Punk and then wear a shirt talking about how you hurt him in the road to WrestleMania. I mean, that's kind of what he was doing. I was like, I'm going to use this chair and I'm going to take this guy out. And so for the Warriors, it's the recognition of, all right, Steph's got whatever time left as a player, you know, to put up points, and I don't think that dissipates, but some of the more what you're giving up defensively, gee, that sound familiar, Laker fans? That you have to, you know, kind of figure out how to balance that, and where Draymond as his act grows old. You can tell me what a great teammate he is, how much he cares, all that stuff. If he's not available, how great a teammate is he? Right? I mean, one of the things in the timeline right now is that little meetup with the camera following Steph, and then they hug. I sent you the picture, the still of Draymond Green's face, but he did the little sleepy time thing before that, and everybody's writing, if I were Steph, I would have gone and punched him. Right? Stop doing this to me. Stop putting me in these type of situations, particularly since we only have, you know, 8, 9, 10 games left of the playoffs, and we're in a muddled mess down here in the play-in round.
Get ready for the last few days, the last few games of Draymond Green as a Warrior. They're going to have to. They're going to have no choice. because other than that, we're just going to be okay watching this Warriors team, watching this dynasty crumble. And it's like, you know, we're going to go by the Warriors facilities and you're going to see, like, everything is in rubble. Boy, remember when this stood so tall? It was like the Taj Mahal in 2018. It was so great. Now look at it. It's in disrepair. No one keeps track of this. Everything is crumbling to the ground. They have to make really difficult decisions. And the first one's going to be Draymond because they have to. And look, and it's not that Draymond's not going to have value.
Of course.
He will have value someplace else where his act is not tired, where a team says, hey, we need toughness like that. And him coming in, maybe we get the right balance of Draymond's influence, but not overwhelming everything. Because, look, when you...
But you got to have a coach that can handle that, too.
Yeah, but that's why. But there's going to be... Hey, but the good teams have the good coaches, and they'll be able to handle someone like that. Say, yeah, we want Draymond coming, and they're not going to get a lot for him. It'll be salary dump kind of stuff, whatever it is for Draymond. But it's more, hey, we'll bring in somebody who we think can bring a little bit of teeth, a little bit of defense, and can still make plays we need them to and stay in. I wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks went after him. Unless the Knicks win the NBA Finals, which they're probably going to do if they're healthy. But if they're not, if something happens, hey, I could see them saying, hey, we need that. We need that defensive intensity. We need that leadership guy to grab us a little bit because we melted in the playoffs, or other teams are going to say we melted. We could use some of Draymond. So he's going to have value someplace else, 100%. Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we'll get into that whole bit I mentioned about Steph Curry and the camera on him and him looking so upset for so long. Plus, wait till we tell you where Caitlin Clark has an offer to go play. That's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
To catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports entertainment like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental wealth podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Just like in hoops, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, go make that winning shot. Head to your local Tractor Supply store today. So a little bit more on the Draymond Green ejection from earlier tonight. And we told you a few minutes ago, look, this is going to be it, right? Draymond's going to get traded in the offseason. Tonight was that night where if you're the Warriors, you realize things aren't getting better. We're fighting for 10th. Draymond is not going to change. And oh, by the way, the people who thought he was going to change. Oh, he said it. He said he was going to change and not be that guy anymore. No, he said, I believe. Yeah, okay.
How do you feel about that? Last Chance Hotel. Missed the exit.
Yeah. There's that Draymond. Oh, no, don't worry about it. Draymond, he's changed. That's not going to happen again. No, I heard him. I heard it from his lips. He said it's not going to. Oh, here it doesn't happen again. Tonight's that night where you realize, and it's not just about tonight, but it's about, you know how it's going to end for the Warriors. It's not going to end with an NBA title. It's not going to end with them making a surprise run to the conference finals. It's going to end with them realizing we need to do something so we're not wasting the rest of Steph Curry's career. And what that is moving on from Draymond, who clearly is now, I don't want to say not worth the trouble, but everything he does brings trouble with it. He's not the same player he was. You have young players that they had to chase off the team because they couldn't get along with Draymond. So, I think getting rid of him, yes, they're going to do this in the offseason, and it'll wind up being a boon for them because maybe they wind up getting some free agents to come play that aren't coming now because, boy, do I really want to go there? Is that triumvirate of Steph and Draymond and Klay really going to win? Do I want to go there? And from the standpoint of, are they too old? And the standpoint of, am I going to go and have fun, or is Draymond Green going to just be really difficult to get along with and it's going to be an awful experience for me? So, yeah, they're going to move on from him. But what really, sent it home to me was that video that's making the rounds that you see of Steph very upset after Draymond gets tossed, right? Draymond gets thrown out of the game. He's still jawing at the ref. And there's that ISO shot of Steph Curry just shaking his head, pulling his jersey over his head, looks like he's going to cry, shakes his head for a long time, really emotional that Draymond Green
very
thrown
emotional.
Out of this game. He's very specific. He's very, you don't do the broken voice when he gets very emotional. We just 16 technical fouls. So all of this happens, and it's making the rounds now. The best players and the most aware players know when the camera is on them. They know during a game. Steph Curry knows by now, hey, I know when the camera's on me, because he picks to chew his mouthpiece most of the time because he knows the camera's on him, right? So most of the star players know, hey, the camera is on me. Is what Steph Curry did really worth the, what was it, 45 seconds of him walking around being upset? Yeah. Shaking his head. No, that's something where it happens because it's not like you've never seen it before. You know, like you haven't seen it. You've seen this with Draymond a lot, right? So this is where, like, if it happens, it's, oh, man, you shake your head. Okay, you go down. And after a few seconds, we're ready to go back, and I'm waiting for this to end so we can go play. But the fact that he stayed that way for a good 45 seconds, it seemed like, because he knows the camera's going to find him. He just doesn't know when. But I want to make sure that the camera finds me and sees me being very visibly upset with this, because this is the way for me to say, hey, this has to end. I am done with this right now. I'm fed up with everything without me having to go out and say something, right? Because that's not Steph Curry's way. He's not going to come out and throw his teammates under the bus and say something. So it's why people love him so much, right? He's a good teammate, and he's not someone that's going to do that to his teammates publicly. But he's going to show you that this can't happen anymore. And this was that moment where I know the camera's going to find me, and I want to make sure people see how done I am with this, how done I am with him, how done I am with this situation. And I am done. If you want to trade Draymond in the offseason, I'm okay with it. That's all his body language, everything that's telling me while he's doing that. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly where this is going to go. He knows what the impact of it's going to be. He's saying, I am finished. I am absolutely finished. Don't worry about coming to me. Don't call me in the offseason. Don't go through an intermediary to say, hey, you don't have to come visit me at my home in Charlotte and say, hey, listen, if you're okay if we trade. No, if you want to trade Draymond, go ahead, trade him. I am cool. I am absolutely cool, because we need something else to happen now. I mean it. Everybody, the stars know when the camera's on. What do I say about Tom Brady all the time? He know when the camera's on him, and he wants to be seen yelling at his linemen like it's their fault. Whenever things aren't going well for Brady, what did you see? I'm going to be on the sideline yelling at my linemen. He knew when the camera's standing right in front of him, so I'm going to yell at everybody so it looks like, hey, it's your fault. It's not my fault. You guys need to be blocking better or doing something else better, because we're not doing well and I'm looking bad. Brady knew the way to do it. All the star players know how to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they were chewing out guys' all the way through, camera or not. And as we go deeper into things now, how many more cameras are on? Right? You know, the old joke, the camera adds 15 pounds. How many cameras were on you? Well, now you got it from every angle. It's like, well, we didn't really see the exchange. Well, that guy in the third row with his iPhone 15, damn it, he got it crystal clear. And here's what he said all the way through. So Steph Curry, this is from the Anthony Slater, covers the Warriors. Quote, all I'll say is we need him, and he knows that. We all know that. So whatever it takes for him to be on the floor and available, that's what's got to happen. Good politician move. Good job. Like you said, he's not going to throw him under the bus.
Sure.
But, you know, venting and the frustration certainly there. Steve Kerr has done it a few times over the course of the year as well. So, you know, that ability to just... That's Draymond, right? The old, you know, Big Poppy being Big Poppy and all these guys through the, that's what you get. Dennis Rodman back. Dano, take him in whichever incarnation you want. But certainly with the Bulls, like, that's what you get. You signed up for. Phil's just got to figure out how to manage it, and it'll be fine. Same thing with Draymond at this point, except, you know, folks are going to stand for him and talk about this, you know, as a team leader and whatever. That's not leading. That's saying, hey, I'm out of here because I got to get my 2 cents in. Not just, I got one tech. Nope, I'm 3.5 minutes in. I'm out. I mean, come on.
Look, if I thought this was anything else, I would say, look, you're making too much. But you know, they're done with this. They're done. It's not getting better. You're watching the Warriors disintegrate in front of your eyes. You know, I thought maybe they figured something out right before the All-Star break. They move Clay coming off the bench. Nope, clearly, nope. Now here they are, and they're fighting it out with the bleeping Rockets for the final spot in the NBA playoffs. In the play-in round, it's going to go down to the end because you're talking about less than 10 games left. The Rockets are red hot. They're a game back of the Warriors, who are lucky to pull out that W tonight with having to figure out their team with Draymond and his minutes coming off the floor. Like, this is like this is where, hey, we can't just glide into the end, right? We're not just going to be, hey, I'm going to walk off and wave to everybody and the sun's going to set and I'm going to have a great retirement. No. This is going to be where we thought we could do it. We thought we could keep the team competitive and still build it around Steph and Clay and Draymond, and we can't. And it's done, and the days are done, and it's going to be a difficult decision in the offseason, but it's going to happen. 100%.
No, it's tough. You know, look, all good things come to an end. They've had a fantastic run, and what do we always say? The value of the player and what they bring to the court, and so long as that coefficient is higher than that of what the problems are, then, you know, special rules for special players. But if you have a little bit of a diminishing return in terms of what that player is bringing to the box score, to what you're doing, and look, a lot of the intangibles, Draymond's still there, right? There's still a lot of good. It's just this piece, the variable that changes is the frustration and your ability to rely on him to be there and to be consistent for you. And at this point, the margin of error for the squad is not there, right? It was a lot easier when you were beating the hell out of half of the Western Conference by 20 each game, and then pretty much everybody else you knew, if you played a solid game, you were winning 8 out of 10. Well, you're not doing that anymore.
Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Always remember, stars know when the camera's on them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Jason Smith here with Mike Harmon live at the TireRack.com studio. So, Caitlin Clark continuing to enjoy her moment as the most popular college basketball player on the planet, now has a new offer. Well, you think, okay, the Indiana Fever picking number one in the WNBA draft. They're going to draft Caitlin Clark. She has an offer now from the Big Three, a $5 million offer to play this season in the Big Three. Right now, there is a, I don't want to say investigation, but they are looking into rules, or can someone play in a couple of different leagues at the same time? Can she play Big Three? Can she play in the WNBA? All these things. The correct answer to this is yes. Let her play wherever the hell she wants to. I mean, she's someone that's going to lift the WNBA. I told you, she's going to have a Magic and Larry impact relative to the WNBA when she gets into it. Suddenly, the WNBA is going to see much more relevancy. More people are going to watch their games, and more going to watch her games, because she's brought more viewers to watching women's sports in general, right? We see it. We see the uptick during the World Cup and the Olympics for the women's national team as their qualifying Gold Cup that they just played a couple weeks ago. You see the uptick. Caitlin Clark is a continued uptick. You see that her star power is not going away, and there's just going to be more opportunities for her. You let her play wherever the hell she wants to play, because she's growing women's sports just by being there and being on a basketball court. She doesn't have to do commercials. She doesn't have to do anything else. She just needs to play. She has the it factor that nobody else does. And yeah, you can play in the WNBA and play else. You can do it just, and that keeps her in the United States. Doesn't make her go overseas where suddenly say, hey, guess what? I can go play in Turkey because this big billionaire is going to give me $30 million to play this year in Turkey. It keeps her in the United States where they can continue to grow women's sports. They continue to grow the WNBA. And I'm telling you, she hits the WNBA, it's going to be a Magic Johnson, Larry Bird type impact like they had on the NBA, because that ushered in the modern era of the NBA that they've been enjoying for 40 years now. That's going to be the impact relative to the WNBA when she gets to it coming up in a little bit.
Yeah, I think one of the things has been a bit simplistic when folks go to the history of the WNBA and its struggles to really build the audience in arena and from the television side, is that we're at a different age, right? It's a different space, and we've seen it with a lot of these deals that have gone down when teams come up for sale, be it the soccer squads or some of the basketball teams throughout the last 2 years or so. Like, it's a different marketplace. We're watching it with the ratings for the tournament. And to this point, right, Ice Cube, he goes and says, yeah, I was kind of hoping to keep it private while she was finishing the tournament, but it's out
too
there.
Late.
So, yeah, we confirm it, $5 million. And then the other guys came out and said, hey, we'll double that, you know, with our, you know, whatever we got going on here. But for the Big Three, look, you always want to be careful that you're not getting into where you're creating a sideshow, right? That's I'm not saying that she is, but that's one of the considerations in these processes, right? Of, you know, the sport first and foremost, and then making sure you can capitalize on stars as you can. For Caitlin Clark, if she wants to try to make that jump and jump into that league and make a few bucks and get some eyeballs on that league, then great, right? She's got all her endorsement deals. She's got all the different plays that she's been able to make. To your point, if she could stay stateside where all these games are televised and you can continue to ride with that momentum and fill arenas through and roll through, then who's to say no to it, right? If it makes sense, go take the shot. Just know that every time you go to take a shot, you're probably actually going to have guys trying to play defense. and really trying to close you out to prove a point. So not that the women in the NCAA aren't doing that now, but right, one of the big knocks on the leagues are lax defense, right, for the NBA at times, and certainly, you know, the big three at times as well. All right, go ahead, take that shot. Kind of like you and me when we go to a pickup game. Yeah, I'm tired of running back and forth. If you can hit that 35-footer, have at it. Yeah. Go take that shot.
You got it. You got it. You giving it to me? Yeah, I'm giving it to you. Go ahead, take it. I'm just going to get the rebound.
Whereas nobody's going to give her that shot. Everything's going to be earned. And if that's, I mean, look, it's popcorn watching. I don't know. The Magic Bird thing, we've got to find something to create the comparison and buzz to. I don't know that we get to that level of this dawning of a new age. But damn it, if it's so, I'm here for it, right?
Remember,
we always love to see change.
Right? It's in the summer where, okay, yes, you're not seeing any NFL games where players are playing. Yes, you're getting reports of practice every day, but we don't have the looking forward to, hey, the starting quarterback's going to play a quarter and a half in this game. We don't have that, right? We have baseball in the summer, and we have the NFL teams in camp, and that's great. But, you know, as far as games on the field, Caitlin Clark is still going to cut through because it's the right time. I mean, look, we got the Olympics this year, obviously. That'll raise everything else up. But, you know, you're going to have Caitlin Clark in a time when, okay, people are going to be looking for something different on television. They're going to find it. Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, whether you like this NBA team or hate this NBA team because you're not down the middle on them, you have to admit they may be figuring things out just at the right time. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. As much as you may love them, or more likely, as much as you may hate them, it's really difficult to argue that maybe the Lakers are figuring it out at the right time.
136-124, the final from Memphis tonight.
Yeah, ready to get, want to get out, man. Got to go. Come on. This
just
is second
like
game in 2 nights.
Yep.
Billy Mack is, you know, he's taking his headphones off, got my wallet, got everything. We're leaving, man. We're
shouting
out
and hoping that it's being picked up on the headset that's laying on the table.
He cut that final call from the parking lot.
We're out. Make it, you want to hear a quick story about cutting from the parking lot? When I worked at ESPN as production assistant, we would do the 2 o'clock Sports Center. And it ended at 3, right? The late one for the West Coast. So 11 o'clock SportsCenter here that would end at midnight. And there was a guy who was, I won't say his name, because I don't want to say his name. But he was one of the coordinating producers. He was like in charge of the show. And when we got to the last segment, because it was so cold out, he would go out and warm his car up and pull it all the way around to the front and then run back in for the last segment of the show, which was Did You Know and other stuff. And then when we got done and did the re-airs, he could go back out. His car was warmed up, and he could just get in his car and drive home. So at like 2:30 morning during the winter when it's like 0 degrees out, he would run out. I don't know how much of the show he missed before the last segment, bring his car around, leave it on, defrosting and heating and everything else, and then would go back out after we got finished and we did the fixes on the shows. Yeah, drive home. You would just do that.
That's smart.
Yeah, you would just do that.
Can't fault a good strategy.
No, 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 no.
And in the end, I mean, you could be like a lot of folks and just tape out that last hour and just be done.
Sure. Sure, you could do that.
I mean, if you're not going to talk about the games in progress anymore, what the hell's the difference?
But the Lakers look like they are figuring it out at the right time. No matter what you think, you love them, hate them. Yes, they're in ninth place right now, but they're only a couple of games out of potentially moving even out of the play-in round. They've won five in a row. They're a game and a half back of Sacramento. They're two games back of Phoenix. Neither of these teams have been playing great the last few games. They've been kind of maneuvering around at 500. And it's not at the point in the season where a lot of teams go on runs at the end. You get a couple of teams that get hot, and they start winning games the last 10 games. They move up a little bit in the standings. That's not happening right now with Phoenix or Sacramento, but it's happening right now with the Lakers. And the Lakers clearly are a team that maybe is figuring it out. I feel better about the Lakers now than I have at any point in the season, because all the tests they've had the last few nights, they have passed. Hey, no LeBron last night. They won a big, tough game on the road against a really good team. AD steps up. No AD tonight. Second half of back-to-backs. Doesn't matter. The Lakers win in a rout. The support players are all playing well. Austin Reeves is playing well. Spencer Dinwiddie is starting to find his way. It's kind of like when you go in to buy a car and you like this one car and the dealer is telling you all these great things about the car. And makes you feel even better about buying the car. That's kind of where I'm at right now with the Lakers. I've never felt as good about them as I do right now at this point, because they have everything going pretty well. All their tests they have passed. They're winning games. And maybe, got to give them the benefit of the doubt, that maybe they knew this is when we wanted to start peaking, and this is what we're moving towards the whole season. Now, I'm sure middle of the season, they didn't expect to hit the doldrums they did to fall all the way out into the play-in round. They probably thought, hey, we're going to be a top six team at some point and avoid the play-in round. But look, that's likely not happening. But I think where they are saying, okay, where do we want to be the last 10 or so games of the season? If you asked in the beginning of the season and said, this is where we are, they would say, yes, we take that because we feel really good about where we're going from here.
I dig this, but I'm going to equate it to the – I'm going to use your same analogy. The more that guy on the sales floor is trying to convince me about stuff about the car, the more skeptical I am. The hard sell. Likewise, you know, telling me that the Lakers are figuring it out. Like, they're in a good run, and on any given Sunday – or any given night, they can rally up. And it's fun watching the, you know, hey, I'm going to tag you back in like it's the WWE. It's your turn to play tonight. I'm taking the night off. Anthony Davis yesterday, 52 minutes. We knew immediately. It's like, so LeBron's going to play tomorrow, right? He gets the Memphis side. Rick Bucher took his aim on that one as well. You did the hard lifting against Milwaukee. I got the Grizz. So let's go. Either way, double up on the wins. 7-3, their last 10. And for the one punch, right, the one shot, the old, hey, I'll fight Mike Tyson for whatever millions of dollars, you know, that we joked about for 30 years. Lakers in a single game, yeah, they're dangerous for the course of a series against a lot of these other squads. I don't know. Defensively, do they match up fully? But it's going to be fun to watch.
What more do they have to prove?
What more do they have to prove? It's the regular season.
They're beating everybody.
That's great.
Without LeBron and AD.
Maybe they need to play games without both of them. Maybe that they both sit out and let's see how good they are.
It's the end of March. Let's
they
go.
Both sit out. Austin Reeves sits out. Cap sits out. Worthy sits out. They all sit out.
No, it's let's great. It's that. Proof of concept now here in the regular season. I
no,
still
like
got
I said,
I'm ready
good.
For the playoffs. Let's go.
I feel better about the Lakers now than I have at any point during the season. I think that's the fairest thing to say about them.
No, you keep saying maybe. You keep saying maybe.
No, I
they're bleeping
I'll
back.
Say maybe. In my bracketology, I'm not picking them that far. How's that?
The Lakers are back. The Lakers are back. Right now, hey, looks like a hell of a playing round though with Phoenix, Sacramento, the Lakers,
oh,
and the
sure.
Warriors.
Let's
look
go.
Out. Twitter at How About a Fresca Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. don't forget, if you miss any of our show, our Best Of podcast goes up right after the show is over on iTunes. You can use the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you get it. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Download, rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever again. iTunes, iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcast, you get The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. But coming up next, we'll have more NBA on the way, but straight ahead, it's the eve of opening day. How about some big, bold predictions for some prize World Series teams? That's next, Fox.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.